Big Blue is preparing to hit the road for the first away game of the preseason. I'm Madeline Burke with your two-minute drill. Last season, the Giants' defense ranked second in the NFL in points allowed. This season, Big Blue returned almost everyone on that unit. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo talked about the competition at defensive tackle, praising the progress of rookie Dalvin Tomlinson and veteran Jay Bromley, while pointing out what strengths have set them apart.
You know, I'll go to Dalvin first. I was talking with a couple of the coaches. I think Dalvin made a big jump from last week through this week. He's playing a little bit more violent. I think he's getting more comfortable with the guys he's playing with. I'm really encouraged by him. Jay has been a steady Eddie. He knows the defense he's worked on. We've always talked about him working on his footwork, and he's been doing that.
Defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul is lining up frequently next to Bromley, who's taken most of the snaps with the ones. JPP sees the growth in his teammate.
He made a tremendous jump. He made a tremendous jump. You know, the way he get off the ball, the way he uses power, the way he's reading the blocks, he's not just running upfield. Jay is a totally different player from, 4 years ago. I think he's ready to, this is going to be his come out here.
Offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan also spoke to the media about Big Blue's focus on scoring more points this season. First-round draft pick Evan Engram will be a big boost to the offense.
They really pumped the bio. It was a really cool feeling out there, getting out there and having a uniform on and being out there warming up. And it kind of really hit me in that moment. I don't think it's ever going to go away. So I'm really excited. I can't wait for Monday night.
The Giants visit the Browns for preseason game number 2 on Monday night. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Be sure to tune in to WFAN Sports Radio starting at 7 p.m. with a pregame show. And then listen to Bob Papa and Carl Banks call the Monday Night Football action.